listener production.
Hello, Alastair Kirkby with your local briefing. A group of Halls Creek kids have been dubbed lucky to be alive after a man drove his car towards them. The 60-year-old has received a 10-month suspended sentence for the incident in March last year, caught on CCTV footage along Duncan Road. The court heard he drove up the curb toward them because he was sick of youth crime in the town, frustrated after his business was broken into. The kids, aged between 10 and 14, escaped uninjured. A funding boost towards this year's total solar eclipse. 40 businesses across the Gascoyne and Pilbara will share in over $800,000. Most of the businesses are from the tourism and hospitality sector. As the state government works to enshrine net zero emissions targets into law, environmental groups are calling for them to do more. The state government's setting a target to reach zero emissions by 2050. But Director of Environs Kimberley, Martin Pritchard, says it won't do enough while major resources projects continue.
What we need is for there not to be mega projects approved. For example, fracking in the Kimberley and also Woodside's Browse Basin project off the Kimberley coast. If those projects go ahead, then this kind of legislation, unfortunately, is going to be meaningless.
To local sport, the Freo Dockers are throwing their support behind flood-affected communities in the Kimberley. The Purple Hands Appeal has reached $50,000 in donations, which will go straight into the Lord Mayor's Fund for Victims. Forward Bailey Banfield, who hails from Broome, says they'll extend their support in other ways too.
The club's committed as well, not just to making this a lump sum donation and forgetting about it, but we're going to be helping out as much as we can in the coming months to continue that recovery effort and also to keep the morale and enthusiasm up there as well going into the season.
Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.